This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, is it over? No, says Nikki Haley. She says she's staying in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, though rival Donald Trump easily won New Hampshire's first in the nation primary yesterday. The AP's Sagar Magani.
First Iowa and now New Hampshire.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Whoa!
Trump celebrating his win over Nikki Haley, who finished second despite investing significant time and money in New Hampshire. She's still resisting calls to drop out.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
To Trump, it sounded like a victory lap.
She didn't win, she lost.
And says Haley should follow Ron DeSantis, who ended his campaign after finishing second in Iowa.
She came in third and she's still hanging around.
Making clear his fury that Haley insists on staying in the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will be looking for more support today after winning New Hampshire's Democratic primary yesterday. The AP's Donna Warder.
Biden will be keynote speaker today at a United Auto Workers political convention in Washington. The address will close out the union's three-day gathering, but leaders have not said whether they'd use the moment to endorse Biden. On Monday, as the UAW conference opened, President Sean Fain said, "We have to make our political leaders stand up with us, support our cause, or you will not get our endorsement." Donna Water, Washington.
Tragedy in Russia. A military transport plane that Moscow says was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war crashed this morning near Ukraine. Everybody on board was killed, says the governor of the region. eBay is cutting about 1,000 jobs. It's a money-saving move. This is AP News. Now to Ohio and a homeless ministry.
A pastor in a small city in Ohio are tussling over the legality of his 24/7 homeless ministry. 18 criminal charges have been filed in Bryan, Ohio against Dad's Place church pastor Chris Avell. He opened up his church for people needing shelter.
It was quite shocking, I'd say, and humiliating.
Avell is accused of violating the zoning ordinance, lacking proper kitchen and laundry facilities, and had unsafe exits and inadequate ventilation. He is suing.
My faith requires we sit down at the table as friends and work out things between one another. And if that can't happen, we take those next steps.
The city's attorney says they continue to be interested in any business, any church, any entity complying with local and state law. The city says reports of inappropriate activity at the church began to increase back in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 96 points yesterday. The S&P rose 14 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.